In this bulletin, Member for Bathurst Paul Toole becomes leader of the New South Wales Nationals and Deputy Premier. The Taliban meets with UK officials in Kabul. And in sport, Football Australia encourages players to come forward amid sexual harassment allegations. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with you from the SBS Newsroom. Paul Toole has been elected New South Wales Nationals leader and the Deputy Premier of the state. The member for Bathurst replaces John Barilaro after both he and former Premier Gladys Berejiklian resigned from their positions. Mr Toole won 15-3 against Water Minister Melinda Pavey, who was hoping to become the state party's first female leader. Bronnie Taylor will be Nationals Deputy Leader. Still in New South Wales, Attorney General under Gladys Berejiklian, Mark Speakman, says new Premier Dominic Perrottet will be weighing up a number of factors as the state charts its way out of coronavirus restrictions. He's told Channel 7 the state government isn't dictated to by health bureaucrats.
Well, we expect to hit the 70% milestone in a couple of days, and that means that the first set of easings will happen on Monday. We will continue to listen to health advice, to economic advice. If some people think we are dictated to by health bureaucrats, that's not the case. We have to watch jobs, people's mental health, the effect on education, the effect on businesses, all those are weighed up. But at the end of the day, our job is to look after the people of New South Wales.
The state has recorded 594 new COVID-19 cases and 10 deaths. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 1,420 new COVID-19 cases and 11 further deaths. Health Minister Martin Foley says the majority of people hospitalised yesterday were unvaccinated. However, across the state, the number of doses administered is rising.
Of those people hospitalised yesterday, some 66% were unvaccinated, 28% were partially vaccinated, and 6% were vaccinated. We are now sitting at 83.8% of the 16 and over population of Victorians having received a first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 54% having received their full double doses.
It comes as at least four students in Melbourne who sat their statewide general achievement test in person yesterday tested positive to the virus. And the CFMEU is also claiming dozens of COVID-19 cases are now linked to Melbourne's construction protest, saying they will expel members who participated. Lieutenant General John Frewen, head of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine program, has warned complacency is slowing down the rollout in Western Australia and Queensland. On a national level, 57% of the population over 16 is fully vaccinated. However, the rate is still below 50 in both Queensland and WA. Mr Frewen told Channel 9 they haven't been exposed to the same level of urgency as other parts of the country.
There's certainly an element of complacency in those places because they haven't had the major outbreaks. I think, you know, for much of WA, it's just been, life is as normal for many, many people there, but I just implore them that, you know, this vaccination is it's so effective. We've seen it in the rates of hospitalisations and even deaths. So, you know, if we make the assumption that Delta eventually finds its way across the entire land, that now is the time to get vaccinated.
And he also flagged booster shots are being considered, but most likely rolled out next year, when he says COVID-19 will be treated a bit like the flu shot. Briefly overseas, and Afghanistan's Taliban leaders have met with UK officials for the first time since taking power. It's a move the group hopes will help prop up Afghanistan's economy, currently on the brink of collapse. The Taliban met with Sir Simon Gass, the British Prime Minister's High Representative for Afghan Transition, and Martin Longdon, in charge of the UK mission to Afghanistan in Doha. UK officials tweeted that substantial discussions were held, however, fell short of recognising the Taliban government officially. It comes a day after Taliban officials met with the Iranian delegation. to sport and football, Australia is calling on former players to make formal complaints after former Matilda striker Lisa Divana rocked the sport with claims of sexual abuse. Divana and former teammate Riley Dobson are the latest top Australian sportswomen to go public with allegations of a toxic culture while they were competing. Divana has alleged she suffered same-sex sexual harassment, abuse and bullying during her decorated 150-game international career with the Matildas. Divana says the incidents date back to 2001 when she joined the Young Matildas squad as a 17-year-old. See what the weather's doing now. It's sunny in Perth and 19 degrees. A shower developing in Adelaide and 23. Mostly sunny in Melbourne where it's 22 degrees. A late shower or two in Hobart, 18. Sunny for Canberra, 19. Much the same for Wollongong, 22. Sunny in Sydney, 24. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 26. Sunny and 28 in Brisbane. Fine weather for Cairns as well, 32. And sunshine for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.